Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Scepter says it'll run express trains for Thursday night's Eagles opener thanks to a last-minute sponsorship deal. KYW's Matt Donato reports.
With SEPTA sidelining Sports Express service in its first round of cuts, there were fears of gridlock before and stranded fans after the Birds' opener against Dallas. Enter FanDuel, which is now sponsoring 10 express trains and 6 locals on the Broad Street line and paying for fans' rides home. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the restored express service should be enough to clear the crowd in the 70 minutes after the game.
The great thing about this is that we have the flexibility to continue operating after that if we need to, whereas before this we were looking at a hard out of 12:15 a.m.
The $80,000 sponsorship applies only to trains for the Eagles opener. Coincidentally, Judge Sierra Thomas Street, who's hearing a court challenge to the SEPTA cuts, Wednesday ordered SEPTA to run express service to the Eagles opener, service SEPTA was planning to restore anyway under the FanDuel sponsorship.
Riders can go to SEPTA.org for more information on the schedule. A Philadelphia woman is facing assault charges accused of severely beating her mother inside a home in Kensington. Police were doing a well-being check at a house on Emerald Street, 2 blocks off the Huntington L stop, just after 7 o'clock Monday evening. That's when police say they discovered multiple broken windows at the home. Authorities say 36-year-old Rebecca Kokat answered the door when officers knocked, and they saw her 67-year-old mother lying on the floor behind her with multiple bruises on their face and arms. Kokat was arrested and her mother was taken to the hospital in critical condition with fractured ribs and brain bleeding. She is charged with aggravated assault and related crimes. LIHEAP keeps the heat on for hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians each year, and as temperatures dip, the Public Utility Commission is asking Congress to secure funding for the program at a time when household expenses are on the rise. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
In a letter to Pennsylvania congressional members, the Public Utility Commission is asking that they maximize and protect funding for LIHEAP in 2026, funding that keeps the heat on through the winter for hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians. Katie Zerfus is one of the commissioners.
There has been concerns in the spring about the fate of the LIHEAP program generally. We were concerned when the Federal Department of Health and Human Services eliminated many critical positions that were critical to funding for LIHEAP being sent out.
At that time, the commission wrote to the delegation and were able to secure the final $19 million in LIHEAP funding.
There are still concerns about the fate of the program, whether or not Congress will keep it, generally speaking, keep it level funding or add more money.
Zerfus says the commission is reaching out to Congress now in an attempt to ensure funding for this coming winter. Bensalem Township is putting a closed firehouse to use, housing a medic squad in part of the township that can be hard to get to during rush hour or during bad weather. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert was there for a ceremonial ribbon cutting.
This is monumental for us down here at the lower end.
Bensalem Mayor Gene DiGirolamo says housing a third medic unit in the former home of the Union Fire Company on Street Road allows quicker access to the lower part of the township. Bensalem Director of Public Safety William McBay says seconds matter in an emergency and the location can cut minutes off EMS response times, especially when I-95 and Street Road are packed with traffic.
During these peak hours, having a strategic placement here will greatly enhance their ability to give life saving measures to someone in need.
McVeigh says they'll also staff the station during bad weather when major roads in the area can flood. Bensalem EMS officials say the station's in a residential area and they look forward to engaging the community, for example, hosting free CPR or first aid classes on a regular basis.
The Union Fire Company was merged with several others last year to create the Bensalem Volunteer Fire Department to pool resources and manpower. There are 3 rebate programs included in New Jersey's budget this year. All are designed to help lower the burden of property taxes for homeowners and renters. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
2 of the 3 programs, the Senior Freeze and Stay NJ programs, are specifically for those over age 65. The Anchor program is for anyone who earns under $250,000 a year. Mailers recently went out with all of the information people need to know ahead of the October 31st deadline to apply. Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald encourages everyone to apply to get all of the benefits they're eligible for.
So you can either apply online or as a printable application with the Division of Taxation website. It's very easy to manage. and navigate through. It's very user-friendly.
Those who previously received Anchor rebates are automatically enrolled. Greenwald encourages everyone to double-check their information to ensure it's all correct.
Those who still have questions can contact their local legislative office to get more information. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and under a smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.